From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. EPA will extend the deadline to meet requirements of its new Farm Worker Protection Standard until guidance and training materials are ready to help states implement the changes. The EPA's Wendy Cleland Hamnett did not specify a new deadline for compliance, but NASDA and other farm groups have repeatedly asked for an extension until at least January 2nd of next year. Shortly before President Trump took office, the Obama administration denied an extension request. The result of the latest survey of U.S. beekeepers by the Bee Informed Partnership are improved, but experts caution not to read too much into the numbers. That's because the colony losses are still higher than desired, and the survey of nearly 5,000 beekeepers only captures about 13% of the estimated 2.8 million honeybee colonies in the U.S. Farmers who do not have access to conventional crop insurance are showing increased interest in the non-insured crop disaster assistance program, which was expanded by the 2014 Farm Bill. Before 2014, farmers could only buy catastrophic NAP coverage, which protected producers against yield losses of more than 50% at 55% of the average market price. Interest in NAP doubled the first year, going from 66,000 applications in 2014 to 138,000 in 2015. That's according to a report by the USDA's Economic Research Service. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.